சதாசிவ சமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓ பரஸ்பரவிலக்ஷண திருப்ரஹ்மதிருஷ்யம் மாயா ஸ்யாத் இதி வேதாந்த டிண்டிமஹ. திருப்ரஹ்ம விவேகா இஸ் ஒன் ஆஃப் த டெக்னிக் கிவன் இன் வேதாந்த சாஸ்திர. Viveka means discriminative knowledge. Discriminative knowledge between what and what. The discriminative knowledge between drik and drishyam. Drishyam means, drik means subject. Drishyam means object. A spiritual seeker has to practice this discriminative practice, means viveka. What is drik? What is drishyam? What is the nature of drik? What is the nature of drishyam? What are the common features? What are the uncommon features? The analysis, we call it as analysis. Drik drishya vicharaha. Very very important inquiry or viveka highlighted in our Vedanta Shastra. Now Acharya says, Drigdrishyau Gau Padarthau Tau. There are two in this entire universe. Only two Padarthas. What are those two? One is Drik, another is Drishyam. Drigdrishyam. What is their nature? Paraspara vilakshanau. Both are diagonally opposite. Vilakshanau means what? Different. They are not same. They are different. Vilakshanau. Almost all uncommon features, no common features. Vilakshanau means different. How? Parasparau. பரஸ்பர விலக்ஷணம் மீன்ஸ் மியூச்சுவலி ஆப்போசிட். பரஸ்பர விலக்ஷணம் மீன்ஸ் மியூச்சுவலி. பரஸ்பரம் மீன்ஸ் மியூச்சுவலி. மியூச்சுவலி டிஃபரெண்ட் டு ஈச் அதர். லைக் லைட் அண்ட் டார்க்னஸ். டோன்ட் எக்ஸ்டெண்ட் த எக்ஸாம்பிள். ஓகே. தென் செகண்ட் லைன் இஸ் சேஸ் திருக் திருக் பிரம்மா. First difference is what? Paraspara vilakshanau. Subject and object both are different. Then this subject is known as Brahma. What is subject? Drik. Drik is the subject. The subject is Brahma. So we have to understand. Drik is called Brahman. I am Brahman. Therefore, I am different from drishyam. Drik brahma. What about drishyam? Drishyam is maya. Maya is drishyam. Drik is called brahman. What is the brahma lakshanam? Satyam, jnanam, anantam. Care of Taittiriya Upanishad. What is Brahma Lakshanam? Brahma Lakshanam eva Drig Lakshanam. Brahman being Drig, that Brahma Lakshanam is Sat, Chit, Ananda. Drig happens to be myself the subject. I am சத்து சித்து ஆனந்தா. தெரியலையே, அயம் சப்ஜெக்ட் ஆனந்தா. அயம் சப்ஜெக்ட், சப்ஜெக்ட் இஸ் கால்ட் திருக். திருக் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் டு பி பிரம்மன். பிரம்மன் நேச்சர் இஸ் சத்தியம் ஞானம் அனந்தம். சத்து சித்து ஆனந்த எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், கான்சியஸ்னஸ் அண்ட் ஆனந்த, ஆனந்த ஸ்வரூபம். சோ சின்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் த சப்ஜெக்ட் பிரம்மன், வாட் இஸ் மை ரியல் நேச்சர்? சத் சித் ஆனந்த. திஸ் இஸ் மை ரியல் நேச்சர். வாட் அபவுட் திருஷ்யம்? திருஷ்யம் இஸ் மாயா. சோ வென்எவர் வி சே ஐ, ஐ மீன்ஸ் மிக்சர் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் பிளஸ் மாயா. ஐ மீன்ஸ் மிக்சர் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் அண்ட் மாயா. மாயா இஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ், சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ், இன்டலெக்ட், ஆல் கம்ஸ் அண்டர் மாயா. திருஷ்யம், வாட் எவர் யூ எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் திருஷ்யம். வி சா இன் த லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ், வாட் எவர் இஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ்ட் பை மீ கம்ஸ் அண்டர் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட், தேர்ஃபோர் இட் இஸ் மாயா. Another name for objective universe is called Maya. So body you are experiencing or not? You are experiencing. Whatever I experience is Maya. Therefore body comes under what? Maya. Another name for Drishyam is Maya. Another name for Maya is body. Mind. My own mind body complex. When I say I include, when I include body mind in me, I am miserable jivatma. When I say I am, in that you include body mind also. I am sattva chitta ananda plus body mind complex, you are a jivatma. If I exclude, what I have to exclude? Not sattva chitta, I have to exclude body mind from me, the sat chit ananda. If I exclude body mind from me, the sat chit ananda, I am paramatma. I am paramatma only, total self. If I include body mind, I am an individual self, jivatma, miserable samsari chattaha. How to include, how to exclude? How you have included? Notionally, mentally you have included, in your mind, in your thought you have included. From that thought only you have to exclude. Clear? Where is samsara? I am this body mind complex, the notion, where is it? In the mind. So from that mind itself I have to exclude. You cannot physically separate them. You cannot physically separate them so and so time and at so and so place. Only intellectually I was thinking I am body mind complex. I have spirit inside. After studying Bhagavad Gita, Upanishads and all, now what is my dialogue? Slogan? Dialogue illa, slogan. Okay. Jiva only has got dialogues. Atma, Brahman has got one slogan. What is that slogan? I am the Paramatma. I exclude the body mind complex. I exclude the body mind complex. Notional correction. Pujya Swamiji says cognitive change. Cognitive change. Change must come in your cognition, in your thought. Wherever problem lies, there alone solution has to take place. This is the formula. Wherever problem lies, there alone solution has to take place, not somewhere else. Problem is in your own mind. Samsara problem because of including body mind complex within your personality. And you are giving reality to that. And you are searching for ananda by going to this temple, that temple. That is not the right place to get solution. You get only mental peace there, but that is not the right solution. Problem, wherever it is, solution also must take place there only. So Vedanta class shows you, helps you to find out where is the problem and how to get solution there itself. Vedanta class does what? Wherever the problem is, there itself it gives the solution. Two things Vedanta teach you. Samsara problem hidden where? And second one is samsara problem to be removed where? These two we learn in our study. Okay. Now, I am Brahman, Sat, Chit, Ananda, Drik. What have happened to Drishyam? Drishyam status is what now? Drishyam is I am Sat. Opposite of Sat is Asat. Drishyam is Asat. I am Chit. Drishyam is Achit. One A you have to add, that's all. I am Sat. Drishyam is Asat. Asat means Mithya, unreal. So body is unreal, mind is unreal. Unreal means what? Not real absolutely. Vyavaharically real, body, mind, the world. Experientially real, factually unreal. Body, mind, world, objects, family members are experientially real. Parantu, absolutely or factually they are unreal. They belong to lower order of reality. Haidi, Drik, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma belong to higher order of reality. That is, I am Chit, Drishyam is Achit. Achit means Jadam. Asat means Mithya, Achit means Jadam. Body is not Jadam, body is moving. How can it be Jadam? You are supposed to know that. You should not ask. Body borrows sentiency from me, the Chit. Then it becomes sentient. Like a moon. Remember, body is like a moon. It borrows body, mind. That's why Mano Devata Chandrama. Mind borrows sentiency from me, from Brahman and Chalakuda, from me, the consciousness. I, the awareer, awareness, consciousness, lending the sentiency to the body because of my blessing. Body is climbing the staircase, body is sitting in the class, mind is also following the subject because of me. Body cannot directly take sentiency. Body is Achit. It cannot take sentiency from me, the consciousness, directly. But it takes sentiency through the mind. Mind is the direct lender of consciousness to the body. Mind is the lender of consciousness to the body directly. I, the Atma, am indirectly giving sentiency to the body through the mind. Through the mind. All this you know already. I am loudly sharing with you. That's all. Vedanta Dindima is nothing but loudly I am talking. No? Sharing whatever we have already received through Upanishads. Then I am Ananda. Now it comes. I am Ananda Swarupam, Atma, Drik. Drishyam is what? Opposite. Dukkham. Ananda and Salakudad. Okay. Everywhere I asked you, you join. Here you need not join Akara. Already Akara is there, Ananda. You say only Dukkham. Drishyam is only Dukkhamayam. That's why body is giving problem. Mind is. சொல்லவே வேண்டாம். giving problem. So who am I now? I am Drik. My body, mind, sense organs and relations also, they are all drishyam. They are having only vyavaharika satyatvam. They have only relative reality, only for relation, temporarily. Over? Very nice shloka. Next shloka. Up to here we saw in the last class. What is the corollary? Never include body-mind complex in you. All the time. When you are interacting, eating food, when you are talking to others, only include temporarily. Vasham. Afterwards, I am really not this body-mind. This is my instrument. Any instrument what you are using, 24 hours you are using? 24 hours we are not using. We use it and keep it there where its place is. But body mind you cannot keep like that. That is a problem. Because it is always with us. That is why we are taking it as ourselves. You cannot keep pen, you write and keep there. Phone, use the phone and keep it there. You cannot keep the body like that. It's not possible. Mind also you cannot take out and keep. You will be there. Sometime you are problem, giving problem to me. Be there. Unfortunate. You cannot keep like that. It is always with you. What? Troubling mind. The body also with mutti vali, kannu vali, edo vali. With pain, it is always with you. In spite of that, I can say I am not afflicted by them really. Possible. Next shloka. Avidyopadhiko jeevah.
Mayopadhika ishvarah. Maya vidya gunatitam. Brahma Vedanta Nindimaha.
In a different style. You have to supply iti. For meter's sake, iti is missing there. So you have to supply. Now, it's a very, very important third shloka. Avidyopadhikaha jivaha. Mayopadhikaha ishvaraha. Panchadashi Vidyaranya elaborately explains. Who is Ishvara? Who is Jiva? It's given here. Jiva is avidyopadhikaha. Avidya upadhikaha jivaha. Jiva means individual. Individual is one who is having a upadhi. Upadhi means medium. Medium of expression. I need a medium to express, to function. Like English medium, Tamil medium, they say, no? How you communicate? We both of us are talking. We require a medium, a language, medium of language. Through that we express each other. Correct? Through medium, 14 languages we have. We share, we express, we function each other. Husband and wife, looking at each other morning to till night, what will happen? You have to talk each other, no? Children, parents, that is why it is called function. A talking function. Expression through a language. So therefore, language is called is there. Medium. Language is called medium. What is your medium of language, they ask? Upadhi. Medium for function, for expression. Similarly, for this jiva to interact. Husband jiva has to interact. Wife jiva. Like that, to interact, they require some upadhi. The jiva has got an upadhi. What upadhi? Miserable upadhi. Okay. that upadhi is avidya upadhi. Avidya upadhi. Avidyopadhikaha jivaha. Avidya upadhihi yasya. Bahuvrihi samasa. Kapratyaha. Kapratyaha shows bahuvrihi samasa. The one, jiva is one who has got the medium called avidya. Avidya means what? Not vidya nardham. Avidya means knowledge. Avidya means ignorance. Ah, what a medium we have got. Avidya is known as ignorance. Ignorance is the medium for the jiva. Born with ignorance. Avidya is the medium. Here avidya means, it is a technical term. It is a technical term, you won't get any in ordinary dictionary. Don't search. It is a Vedantic technical term, avidya. Nothing but karana shariram. Karana shariram kim? Sapta bola. Avidya. Starting. Avidya means karana shariram. Karana shariram is the medium of this jiva. Artham. What happens to this karana shariram in pralaya? Karana shariram, it goes into unmanifest form. Pralaya time, karana shariram will be there. In pralaya time, sukshma shariram and sthula shariram won't be there at all. Sukshma shariram also won't be there. Only karana shariram is there. And that karana shariram, what Bhagavan does, he takes the karana shariram and gives appropriate sthula sukshma shariram. Sukshma shariram and sthula shariram. That means our punya, papa, karmas are all in capsule form in karana shariram at pralaya time. Pralaya kale, sanchita karma, agami karma is in karana shariram. Then Bhagavan say, come outside at the time of srishti. At the time of srishti, he takes this karana shariram and according to that karma, he provides sukshma shariram and sthula shariram. So karma determines, your karma determines which is in karana shariram, what it determines your sukshma shariram and sthula shariram. This is the definition of jivaha. What about at srishti time Bhagavan creates us? Again at pralaya time we drop two bodies and be in one body. What is one body? Causal body. So causal body, in causal body we remain. Now we are in jagradavastha, srishti kala. Therefore we are with sthula shariram and sukshma shariram. Sukshma shariramey theriyala, karana shariram enna theriya podu. ஏன் தெரியாது? இக்னரன்ஸ் இருக்கே, அஜ்ஞானம் இருக்கு இல்லையோ, அதுதான் காரண சரீரம். நவ் திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் ஜீவாஸ் ஹிஸ்டரி. தட் இஸ் மிஸ்டரி என்ன, ஜீவாஸ் ஹிஸ்டரி. வாட் அபவுட் ஈஸ்வர? ஈஸ்வரஹா மாயா உபாதிகா. ஜீவா எட் காரண சரீர லெவல் இஸ் இண்டிவிஜுவல் லெவல், மைக்ரோ லெவல், வியஷ்டி. Then Maya is at macro level, samashti level. Ishwaras upadhi. Ishwaras also must have medium. There are many jivas, but how many Ishwaras are there? Only one Ishwara. So Ishwara has got Maya as his upadhi. Mayopadhikaha Ishwarahana. Who is Ishwara? Brahman plus Maya. Brahman plus Avidya is Jiva. Brahman plus Maya is called Ishwara. So Maya Upadhikaha Ishwaraha. Means here individual level Karana Sariram is called Avidya, we said. Now for Ishwara you have to say what? Karana Prapancham. For individual, karana shariram. Avidya means karana shariram. For Ishvara, Maya is the Upadhi. So that Maya can be called as what? Karana Prapancha, causal universe. This is causal body at individual level, causal universe at Ishvara level. Causal universe is called Maya, Karana Prapanchaha. This is the topic where students cannot understand. Karana Sariram, Maya. எல்லாமே புரியறது சுவாமினி வேதாந்தா, வாட் இஸ் காரண சரீரம், வாட் இஸ் மாயா, இது ஒண்ணு புரியலன்னா என்ன வேதாந்தம் புரியும்? வாட் யூ கேன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் வித்வுட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் தீஸ் டூ, யூ கேனாட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் எனி திங். தட் இஸ் வை யூ ரிக்வயர் எ கன்சிஸ்டன்ட் ஸ்டடி டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் வாட் இஸ் காரண சரீரம் அண்ட் வாட் இஸ் மாயா. ஓகே, மாயா இஸ் காரண பிரபஞ்சா. காரண சரீரம் லீட்ஸ் டு சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம் அண்ட் ஸ்தூல சரீரம். நவ் காரண பிரபஞ்ச கிவ்ஸ் பர்த் டு வாட்? சூக்ஷ்ம பிரபஞ்ச அண்ட் ஸ்தூல பிரபஞ்ச, சட்டில் வேர்ல்ட் அண்ட் கிராஸ் வேர்ல்ட். சட்டில் வேர்ல்ட் கம்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் காசல் யூனிவர்ஸ், சட்டில் யூனிவர்ஸ் கம் ஃப்ரம் காசல் யூனிவர்ஸ், கிராஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் கம் ஃப்ரம் சட்டில் யூனிவர்ஸ். சோ கிராஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் கம் ஃப்ரம் சட்டில் யூனிவர்ஸ், சட்டில் யூனிவர்ஸ் கம் ஃப்ரம் காசல் யூனிவர்ஸ். இங்கிலீஷ் ஈஸியா இருக்கு, சான்ஸ்கிரிட் ஈஸியா. ஸ்தூல பிரபஞ்ச கம் ஃப்ரம் சூக்ஷ்ம பிரபஞ்ச, சூக்ஷ்ம பிரபஞ்ச கம் ஃப்ரம் காரண பிரபஞ்ச. காரண பிரபஞ்ச இஸ் நத்திங் பட் மாயா. மாயா இஸ் த உபாதி ஆஃப் ஈஸ்வர மீடியம். வை ஈஸ்வர நீட் திஸ் மாயா உபாதி? வை யூ நீட் காரண சரீரம்? You need காரண சரீரம், அவித்யா உபாதி டு கெட் சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம், ஸ்தூல சரீரம் டு இன்டராக்ட். சிமிலர்லி ஈஸ்வர ஆல்சோ ரிக்வயர் தட் காரண பிரபஞ்ச ஈஸ்வர மாயா உபாதிகா ஈஸ்வர ரிக்வயர் டு இன்டராக்ட், டு மேக் த வேர்ல்ட், டு கிரியேட் த வேர்ல்ட். காரண பிரபஞ்ச இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட், ஹி டஸ் சிருஷ்டி. ஸ்தூல பிரபஞ்ச சிருஷ்டி, சூக்ஷ்ம பிரபஞ்ச சிருஷ்டி த்ரூ மாயா. காரண பிரபஞ்ச துவாரா ஸ்தூல சூக்ஷ்ம பிரபஞ்ச சிருஷ்டி. நவ் வாட் ஆர் த காமன் ஃபீச்சர்ஸ் அண்ட் அன்காமன் ஃபீச்சர்ஸ் வி ஹாவ் டு சி? பிஃபோர் கோயிங் டு சி தட் அன்காமன் ஃபீச்சர்ஸ் காமன் ஃபீச்சர்ஸ், பிரளய கால திஸ் ஜீவா இஸ் இன் காரண சரீரம் பொட்டென்ஷியல். At pralaya time, Ishvara is swallowing this sthula prapancha and sukshma prapancha, remaining and keeping that where? In karana prapancha, pralaya kale. Pralaya kale, at the time of dissolution, there is no gross universe, there is no subtle universe. Where are they? You cannot destroy the matter. You cannot destroy matter, you cannot create matter newly. So, gross matter and subtle matter goes into causal matter. When? Pralayakala. Now we are in Uchikala. Srishti. We are in Srishti now. Therefore, gross universe is there, subtle universe is there. So, Karana Sariram is called Avidya, Karana Prapancha is called Maya. Srishti, Pralaya time, Srishti time, they express for functioning, and at the time of Pralaya, they are just in Karana Avastha. Now, what are the common features? Avidya, medium of Jivatma, micro, Maya, medium of Ishvara, have some common features. Number one, both are Anadi. Maya of Ishvara, Avidya of Jiva, Maya, Avidya, both are beginningless. Anadi means beginningless. Common feature number one. Common feature number two is, both Avidya and Maya are Trigunatmikam. Sattva, Rajas, Tamo Gunatmikam. Atmikam means endowed with Sattva Guna, Rajo Guna and Tamo Guna. Both. Ishvara also has got Rajo, Tamo Guna, Sattva Guna. Jiva also has got. Then third common feature for both of them is Avidya and Maya is called Jadatvam. Jadatvam. Both are Jadam intrinsically. Originally they are Jadam only, no? Matter only. Maya is matter. Therefore, both are Jadam only originally. Maya and Avidya are Jadam. Jadaswarupam. They are of the nature of inertness. Inert in nature. Basically inert in nature. What? Ishwar also. Ishwar also inert in nature basically. Ishwar is not inert. Ishwara upadhi is inert. Why? In Ishwara, Ishwara is a mixture. Maya plus Brahman. Don't say Ishwara is inert. Here Maya, which is the upadhi of Ishwara, is inert, jadam. Avidya, which is the medium of jiva, is inert. Then fourth common feature, both of them are mithya. Both of them are mithya. Vyavaharikalli satyapanartham, paramarthikalli unreal. It is called mithya. They are mithya. Why they are mithya? They have to borrow sentiency from Brahman. Ishwara Maya Upadhi also has to borrow sentiency from Brahman. Jiva Savidya Upadhi also has to borrow sentiency from Brahman. Therefore, both are basically inert. Next, they don't have their own existence in earth. Satta, Svatantra Satta Nasti. Svatantra Satta Nasti. Therefore, they are mithya. Then fifth and the last common feature, both of them have got avarana shakti and vikshepa shakti. Avidya medium of jiva has got avarana shakti and vikshepa shakti. Veiling power and distracting power. Distortion power. And Ishwara upadhi maya also has got avarana shakti and vikshepa shakti. Veiling power and distracting power. There also ing, here also ing. Distracting power, vikshepa shakti, and avarana shakti, veiling power. Now common features over. So Ishwara is using vikshepa shakti to create jagrat prapancha. Ishwara create vikshepa shakti. That is why it is called creative power. Vikshepa shakti, another name is what, you know? Creative power. Ishwara has got creative power. What he does with that creative power? Using the maya vikshepa shakti for creation. That is why Ishwara, when he is using the rajoguna, he is called Brahma. Using the maya vikshepa shakti, that is rajoguna, that is called srishti. When that Ishwara using the maya vikshepa shakti, trigunas are there, no? Sattvaguna, that is siddhi, Vishnu. Similarly, Ishwara, when he is using the tamoguna of maya, the vikshepa shakti. And the vikshepa shakti kulla tamoguna virikta. And the tamoguna, when he is using, he is known as what? Fill in the blank. Brahma over, Vishnu over, Srishti over, Siti over. Bhayama irukka, solradhukku. Layakarta, Ishwara, Shiva. Shivaha. We don't call Ishwara there Shivaha. That is why we say Shiva Shaktya Yukto Yadi Bhavati Prabhavitum. So tamoguna. This is Ishwara's history of Srishti Sthiti Laya. Not only Ishwara creator. We are also not ordinary jivas. What we do? We also have got Vikshepa Shakti, no? Avidya as God, avarana and vikshepa shakti. Our vikshepa shakti we are using for what? To create dream. Ishvara create jagrata prapancha. We the jivas create what? Today night you go and create dream. What a power. Avidya, its vikshepa shakti starts creating the dream. So you are the swapna karta, Ishvara is jagrat srishti prapancha karta. We are creating our own world. Ishvara creating his own world. But what is the tragedy, you know? We create a dream, we cry in the dream, no? We get nightmare. We are afraid of our dream. But Ishvara is not afraid of jagrat prapancha. That is the difference between Jiva and Ishvara's creation. Now, come to some differences or uncommon features between Maya and Avidya. These are all common features until now. We saw five features. Uncommon features are Avarana Shakti of Avidya overpowers the Jivaha. It overpowers the Jivatma and making him for not to enjoy the life. It overpowers. Therefore Jiva is Dasaha, miserable. That Avarana Shakti covers the Jiva. Avarana Shakti, that which is the nature of Avidya, Avidya la irikra Avarana Shakti, makes this Jiva, overpowers the Jiva, almost the Jiva is under the grip of Avarana. Therefore, he becomes miserable samsari. Whereas, our Ishvara's Maya Avarana Shakti, Jiva's Avidya Avarana Shakti, is powerful, Jiva is helpless. Whereas Maya, that which has got, Maya means what? Karana Prapancha. What is that? Upadhi of Ishvara. They cannot overpower Ishvara. So, Ishvara is the master of the Avarana Shakti, which is his medium. Maya medium, Avarana Shakti cannot control Ishvara. On the other hand, he is a Swami. Avarana Shakti cannot control Ishvara. On the other hand, Ishvara controls Avarana Shakti. Therefore, Ishvara is Sarvajnaha, not a Samsari. Ishvara is Sarvajnaha because he is a Swami. We are what? Asami. Samsari is called Asami. Jiva is called Asami, means Dasoha Bhavana. I am miserable, I am terrible, I am suffering. Ishvara never says I am suffering. In spite of creating the universe, Ishvara controls the universe because Avarana Shakti is under his control. But we are controlled. Avarana Shakti of Avidya controls the Jiva. Whereas Ishvara controls the Avarana Shakti of Maya, which is his medium. This is the difference number one. So Dasatvam and Swamitvam. If you become a Jnani, is almost is equal to Ishvara. So Jnani, if you become a Jnani, you are not a Dasaha. Avarana Shakti comes under your control. Then you also become a Swami. That is why every sannyasi is having name Swami or Swamini. Why, you know? Because they have conquered. Conquered in the sense, they have understood the Karana Sariram is Mithya. Therefore, the Avarana Shakti will not disturb them. That's why they are called Swami, Swamini. Understand? So you have to become Swami. Not sannyasi, jnani. You have to become, not by wearing saffron cloth, you become Swami. ஆர் சுவாமினி, பை காங்கரிங் தட் ஆவரண சக்தி யூ ஆர் ஈக்குவல் டு ஈஸ்வரா, தட்ஸ் வை சுவாமித்வம். ஓகே, திஸ் இஸ் த டிஃபரன்ஸ். Then, when we sleep, the jiva sleeps, it is called nidra, ordinary nidra. When Ishvara sleeps, yoga nidra, yoga nidra. This is the difference. When we sleep, it is called nidra. Every day we go to sleep, no? Nidra. Paramatma Ishvara's sleep is called yoga nidra. That is the difference. Ishvara also goes to sleep. How? Pralaya kala. He is also taking rest. Yoga nidra. So in nidra, jiva is ignorant. In nidra, jiva is ignorant or wise? Ignorant only. Waking time is ignorant. Sleeping time also ignorant. So jiva, in his nidra, jiva is ignorant. Whereas Bhagavan, in Ishvara, in his yoga nidra, is not ignorant. That is why you say, Aham sukham asvaptam na kinchid avedisham. This is very declaration. I don't know anything. In nidra, after waking up, what do you say? I slept well, I don't know anything. What pramana you required? In deep sleep also you are ignorant only. Whereas Ishvara is not ignorant. Ishvara is not ignorant even in pralaya time. Is not ignorant. Yoga nidra, ordinary nidra. That is the difference. So Paramatma uses three gunas. Jiva used by three gunas. Paramatma used three gunas. Three gunas used the jiva. Simple difference. What a simple difference. Jivatma is used by three gunas. Paramatma used the three gunas. Paramatma used three gunas for whose sake? For Srishti Siddhi Laya. That is the difference. We also use three gunas to become miserable samsari. Jiva Ishwaran ke evala vedam irka paarunga. Okay, Paramatma use Between sense objects and senses which are all having three gunas, they are interacting each other. Iti matva na sajjate. Indriyani indriyartheshu vartante. Iti matva na sajjate. Almost equal to Ishvara. Who? Jnani. Okay. These are the differences we have to understand. Mayopadhikaha Ishvaraha Avidyopadhi Jivaha. So all the attributes of Maya and attributes of Avidya are this Avarana Shakti and Vikshepa Shakti. Ishvara is the controller of Avarana and Vikshepa Shakti, and Jiva is the controlled by Avarana and Vikshepa. So Atma or Jiva, when we say Atma, one and the same, because of this avidya and maya difference, only jivatvam and ishatvam. Now next shloka. Maya avidya gunatitam brahma, not over, okay. Maya avidya gunatitam brahma. Atitam means beyond. Brahman is one who is beyond. Beyond what? Beyond Maya and Avidya. Brahman is neither towards Maya party or Avidya party. Don't take Atitam means beyond, means space wise Atitam. Atita means we should not take it as space wise away from, like that we should not take. We have to take it as atitam. This maya and avidya cannot touch the Brahman. Asangaha, the asangatvam of Brahman indicated by the word atitam. Brahman is not touched by, affected by maya and avidya. Atitam Brahma, maya atitam Brahma, avidya atitam Brahma. That is the meaning of atitam. Brahman, who is this Brahman? I am. I, the Brahman, Satya Chit Ananda, am not really affected by this avidya. Even maya at total level, I am Brahman. Maya, avidya, atitam, Brahma. Who says this? Vedanta Dishyubaha. Jnani also declares. You can say like that. If you feel you are feeling it, if you know you are Jnani, you are declaring. Okay? Like that. Vedanta Dindimaha. Until you declare, you say Vedanta Dindimaha, Vedanta Dindimaha. Next shloka.
Sakaram cha nirakaram sagunam cha gunatmakam tattvam tad brahma paramam iti vedanta dindimaha.
Now you have understood that 31st shloka, how much depth is there. That is why I said to study Vedanta Dindima, to understand, you must have 10 Upanishads background. That's why many students are afraid of coming to class also. If you want to understand thoroughly Vedanta Dindima, you can go through all other Upanishads I have already spoken in previous classes. All are available. You have to make use of them. Either by listening to cassette or by listening through CDs or by reading your own notes, what you have written. If you have not written, you can use the CDs or cassettes. Listen, 10 Upanishads. It is like a halwa. Every sloka is like a halwa. How difficult to swallow halwa? Very, very difficult, Swamini, to swallow halwa, you say? No. If you listen to Upanishads, every Vedanta Dindima is like a one halwa piece. Every class, three halwa pieces you are following. If it is halwa or not, you have to decide yourself. I do not know. Now come to another very interesting sloka. You see, Brahman is of two types. Only one Brahman. There are no many Brahmans. Okay, Brahmas are many. Okay, delusions, Brahmas are many, but Brahman is only one. But this one Brahman has got two aspects. One Brahman is Sakaram Brahma, another Brahman is Nirakaram Brahma. Sakaram cha, Nirakaram cha, Sagunam cha, Agunam cha. Atmaka means endowed with. Brahman is endowed with form and formless. Brahman is Sakaratmakam, Hirakaratmakam. Atmakam means not self. It is a reflexive pronoun. Atmaka means endowed with. Is of the nature of. Atmakam means is of the nature of. Sakaram means akarena saha, along with akara. Brahman is sakara brahma, one aspect of Brahman. Then same way Brahman is sometimes nirakaram, nirakaram brahma, formless. Nirakaram means nir means less. L-E-S-S, illamal, bereft of, without, நிராகாரம் மீன்ஸ் ஃபார்ம்லெஸ். பிரம்மன் இஸ் ஃபார்ம்லெஸ், பிரம்மன் இஸ் ஃபார்ம்டு. ஃபார்ம்டு பிரம்மா இஸ் கால்டு சகுணம். பிகாஸ் வென்ஸ் ஃபார்ம் கம்ஸ், அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் கம்ஸ், ப்ராப்பர்டிஸ் கம்ஸ், குணம். குணம் மீன்ஸ் ப்ராப்பர்ட்டி. ஸோ சாகாரம் பிரம்மா இஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் சகுணம் பிரம்மா, நிராகாரம் பிரம்மா இஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் அகுணம் பிரம்மா ஆர் நிர்குணம் பிரம்மா. அகுணம் மீன்ஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ். ஒன் பிரம்மன் ஓன்லி டூ வேஷம்ஸ். கிளாஸ் கேட்கும் போது பிரம்மன் சகுணம் பிரம்மா சாகாரம் பிரம்மா. When you do archana, Mahashivaratri, Puja, time, Abhishekam, when you are doing Abhishekam to Sakaram Brahma or Nirakaram Brahma? Sakaram Brahma. For Nirakaram Brahma, you cannot do Abhishekam. Right, there is no Akaram. Even Shivalinga Akarena, Shivaha, Vartate, there you can do Abhishekam. For Nirakaram Brahma, you cannot do Abhishekam. சோ சகுணம் பிரம்மா நிர்குணம் பிரம்மா. சாகாரம் பிரம்மா எலோன் இஸ் கால்ட் அஸ் சகுணம் பிரம்மா பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஆகார. நிராகாரம் பிரம்மா எலோன் இஸ் கால்ட் அகுணம் பிரம்மா ஆர் நிர்குணம் பிரம்மா. சோ வாட் வாட் ஆர் த காமன் ஃபீச்சர்ஸ்? சாகாரம் அண்ட் நிராகாரம் வி ஹாவ் டு சீ. ஒன் காமன் ஃபீச்சர், பிரம்மன் நிராகாரம் பிரம்மா இஸ் பாரமார்த்திகம். பிரம்மன் வென் ஹீ இஸ் சாகாரம் வி கால் இட் ஆஸ் வியாவஹாரிக ஈஸ்வரா. வியாவஹாரிக ஈஸ்வர எதோன் இஸ் கால் சாகாரம் பிரம்மா. வெரி இன்ட்ரெஸ்டிங். யூ சீ, சாகாரம் பிரம்மா எதோன் இஸ் கால் வியாவஹாரிக ஈஸ்வரா. வியாவஹாரிக ஈஸ்வர எலோன் இஸ் கால்ட் சாகாரம் பிரம்மா. தென் நிராகாரம் பிரம்மா இஸ் கால்ட் பாரமார்த்திகம் பிரம்மா. நிராகாரம் பிரம்மா இஸ் கால்ட் பாரமார்த்திகம் பிரம்மா. சோ பிரம்மன் ஈஸ்வரா, வென் வி சே பிரம்மன் அண்ட் ஈஸ்வரா, பிரம்மன் இஸ் நிர்குணம் நிராகாரம். வென் வி சே ஈஸ்வரா, பிரம்மன் இஸ் சாகாரம் அண்ட் சகுணம். தட்ஸ் இன் பிரம்மசூத்ரா. ஐ டோல்ட் யூ வி ஆர் சீங் இன் பிரம்மசூத்ரா மெனி டைம்ஸ். சங்கராச்சாரியா யூஸ், வியாசாச்சாரியா ஆல்சோ யூஸ் ஈஸ்வர அண்ட் ஜீவா. வெரி லூஸ்லி தே யூஸ். வி ஷுட் நாட் மிஸ்டேக் தேர். வெனெவர் ஈஸ்வரா கம்ஸ், பிரம்மன் கம்ஸ், போத் ஆர் ஒன் அண்ட் த சேம். பிரம்மன் இஸ் பாரமார்த்திகம் அப்சல்யூட் ட்ரூத், ஈஸ்வரா இஸ் ரிலேட்டிவ் ட்ரூத் வியாவஹாரிக சத்தியம். ஒரே பிரம்மனுக்கு ரெண்டு பேர், பாரமார்த்திகம் வியாவஹாரிகம். கிரீன் ரூமுக்கு போன பாரமார்த்திகம், ஸ்டேஜி மீதுக்கு வந்த வியாவஹாரிகம். வேஷம் போடு என்ன, அதுக்கு நிறைய வேஷம் போடுறார் பகவான். சந்தன காப்பு, கிரீடம், டிரெஸ் எல்லாம் போட்டி, ஆபரணம், பிளவர்ஸ், என்ன அவதாரம் பாருங்க. ஒரே அழகு அழகு என்ன பகவான். சாகாரம் சகுணம் வியாவஹாரிகம், பரமார்த்திகம் பிரம்மா. ஓகே, திஸ் இஸ் போத் ஆர் அநாதி. சாகாரம் பிரம்மா அண்ட் நிராகாரம் பிரம்மா. சாகாரம் பிரம்ம ஈஸ்வரா, நிராகாரம் பிரம்மா பிரம்மா, பாரமார்த்திகம் பிரம்மா வியாவஹாரிகம் பிரம்மா. போத் ஆர் அநாதி, பிகினிங்லெஸ். வென் ஈஸ்வரா இஸ் பார்ன், யூ கேனாட் சே ஈஸ்வரா இஸ் பார்ன். ஈஸ்வரா இஸ் அநாதி. ஈஸ்வரா இஸ் நன்னதர் தேன் சாகாரம் பிரம்மா, சகுணம் பிரம்மா. தேர்ஃபோர் அநாதி, பர்த்லெஸ், நோ டேட் ஆஃப் பர்த், நோ டேட் ஆஃப் பர்த். வென் காட் பார்ன் டு ஹூம் யூ ஷுட் நாட் ஆஸ்க். காடுக்கு டேட் ஆஃப் பர்த் இது, கிருஷ்ணருக்கு டேட் ஆஃப் பர்த் இருக்கு, கிருஷ்ணர் அவதாரத்துக்கு டேட் ஆஃப் பர்த் இருக்கு. Before he is coming into Krishna avatara, Bhagavan Ishvara was there, and no date of birth, birthless, no father mother also. Father mother is there, birth irukana artha. So both are anadi. Both means don't bring maya and avidya. That topic is over. Sakaram brahma, nirakaram brahma, sagunam brahma, nirgunam brahma, பாரமார்த்திகம் பிரம்ம, வியாவஹாரிகம் பிரம்ம. எத்தனை டேர்ம்ஸ் பாருங்கப்பா.
both are anadi, beginningless. Not only that, another common feature, anantam, limitless. Ananta means limitless. Sakaram Brahma Ishvara also limitless. That is why for Ishvara, what we say? What we say? Omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. What about Jiva? Alpiscient, alpipotent. Therefore, these two are common features. What are the uncommon features? Uncommon features, Paramarthikam Brahma, Vyavaharikam Brahma. One Brahman is Paramarthikam, another Brahman is Vyavaharikam. This is the uncommon feature. Paramarthikam is absolute truth. Vyavaharikam is relative truth. Then second uncommon feature, if one Brahman is Nirgunam, another Brahman is Sagunam. Sakaram Brahma is Sagunam, Nirakaram Brahma is Nirgunam. Then Sakaram Brahma is Karta, Karta, creator of this universe. Nirakaram Brahma, Shuddham Brahma, Akarta, Abhokta. Akarta, Abhokta. Sakaram Brahma Ishvara is Srishti Sthiti Laya Karanam. Shuddha Brahman, pure Brahman is not Srishti Sthiti Laya Karanam. This is the third feature. First feature is, one is Paramarthikam, another is Vyavaharikam. Second feature is, Nirakaram Brahma is Nirgunam, Sakaram Brahma is Sagunam. Third is, Sakaram Brahma is Karta, Nirakaram Brahma is Akarta. Maathi potuku kodadu. Okay, idu adhula potu, adhu idhula potaanna, okay, problem. Fourth is, Nirakaram and Sakaram is the fourth difference of vechukalam. Nirakaram, Sakaram. Is also difference or not? Is a difference. Formed one, formless one. Okay. So Brahman is, this is the nature of Brahman. So what? Sattvam tat Brahma paramam. Tat paramam Brahma sattvam. Iti Vedanta dindimaha. So sattva means this is the nature. Tat paramam Brahma tattvam. This is the nature of Supreme Brahman. This is the reality of Supreme Brahman. Brahman has got two aspects, formed and formless. This is the nature of Brahman. Next shloka, just I introduce.
Vijatvam vidyanushthanatim viprasvam veda pathatam Brahmanyam Brahma Vijnanat Iti Vedanta Dindimaha.
In this shloka, Acharya is telling who is the Brahmana. He is asking a question and answering also. Who is the real Brahmana? He is telling, whoever knows the above said shlokas correctly, understand, he is called Brahman. Brahma Jnani, he is called Brahmanaha. Brahma Vedanat Brahmanaha. The one who knows Brahman as himself or herself is called real Brahmanaha. Not by Dvijatvam, by taking to that Upanayanam, after that practicing all Vedic rituals, you cannot call him as a Brahmana. He is a Karma Brahmana, Jati Brahmana, maybe a Guna Brahmana also. Some people are Guna Brahmanas, but if he does not know that he is Brahman, he is a pseudo Brahmana, fake Brahmana. Similarly, scholarship, Viprasvam, Veda Pathanat, suppose studies Vedanta, Vedas, rituals and Vedas, Karma Kanda, Upasana Kanda, Veda Parayanam, all mantras he knows. Can we call him as Brahmana? No. Veda Pathatvad Vipratvam, he may Vipraha Brahmana, Jati Brahmana, but not a real Brahmana. Who is our hero, real Brahmana? பிராமண்யம் பிரம்ம விஜயானாத். பை பிரம்ம விஜயானம் அலோன் இஸ் எ ரியல் பிராமணா. மோர் இன் தி நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ்.
பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.